Conferences. Long agendas, big venues, always on your feet, barely getting to see the people that you want to see, and then, of course, the expense. Well, the three of us at Good Morning Hospitality are launching Good Morning Retreats. Our first retreat is this July 8th through the 10th at the Horst Hospitality Training School in Auburn, Alabama. If you go to goodmorningretreats.com, you'll find out more information about our first retreat that we're launching. We have already filled half the slots. We have 20 available and we have about 13 already filled. So make sure you go there, you apply, show your interest, and we'll get you all situated for our first ever Good Morning Retreat. Thanks so much for tuning into the podcast. And now back to the episode. Hey everyone, I was hoping to get this message put together sooner, but things like this unfortunately take time to set up. I just want to say that the acts of war against Ukraine break my heart, and I know as a prior service member myself that my thoughts and prayers go out to everyone who's fighting the fight that they really shouldn't have to. That being said, we have been working behind the scenes with all of our podcasts and podcast partners to put a fund together in order to pay for any refugee housing and other needs that go alongside that, like food, water, and any clothing needs. Internally, many podcasts in the Hospitality FM network have voluntarily given up sponsorship money in order to donate to the cause and are working on a unified message in order to spread throughout all of our podcasts. So this is me calling out to all of our property manager friends, industry experts, and anyone knowing of those providing lodging for Ukrainian refugees seeking safety. You can contact me directly at Will, with one L, W-I-L, at slicktalkmedia.com. We have an internal document that is being updated in real time, so if anyone could share this message within your network, we'd greatly appreciate it. I'm also placing in the show notes a link to our GoFundMe and landing page for Rentals to Rescue. That's rentalstorescue.com, where we're putting funds together in order to, again, provide finances for any of these lodging and relocation needs. So thank you so much for tuning into this quick message. I hope you guys are all well and safe, as I know we have tons of listeners in Ukraine and other countries in Europe. So thank you so much for tuning in, and I hope you guys enjoy this episode. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. Best day of the week.
Best day of the week, baby.
Yeah, two out of three of us are... Sorry, Michael.
So how's everybody's week been? It's been a great week getting to meet Jeremy Gall last week, with all the fun stuff with Breezeway. So... yeah, what's up? What's new?
Breezeway.io/GMH,
baby. I love it.
Go now.
Go now. awesome. Well, this is a fun week. We're kind of diving into some new stuff, a little bit of OTA, a little bit of payment processing, a little bit of everything. But I think, yeah, you guys got anything to cover other than we're going to jump into what's with the noise? Anything new?
What would be fun tomorrow? I don't know if you know the Power MBA, but I'm going to record tomorrow kind of like some curriculums for them, actually. So they have founders of quite large companies who are just giving some guidance or courses. They asked me to record something. So I have recordings tomorrow. But they're coming with a kind of a film crew. They will come in here. So I'm going to just, I should say, I want to say pretend, but I'm going to do... teach people this. Like, the good thing, I'm never prepared for this thing. So I have to do with 2 hours recording, I will do zero preparation. So I will just, the same what we're doing actually in here. Just,
I was going to say, it's the same thing we do here.
And then it just is 2 hours recording. And they were cut for a reason, and there'll be probably like 15 seconds of useful content left. I think that'll be kind of the case. That would be fun to do. So
they'll be able to trim it to like 2 minutes of usable content.
Yeah.
Maximum.
Yeah.
If they're lucky.
Awesome. Well, anything good going on with you, Mr. Golden?
No, man. Getting ready for a vacation. So heading to Ireland.
Yeah. Castle, right?
What's that?
You go to a castle?
Well, the castle was supposed to be in Scotland, and the UK is not as kind and welcoming as our EU counterparts in Ireland. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, going to spend the whole time in Ireland instead.
Well, can't go wrong. Back to
not
the home.
In the castle, though. Yeah. Not in the castle.
So you go to the country of Conor McGregor.
Yeah, broken legs and dreams.
Too soon, too soon.
So when you're going to battle, Will, you're the most trained guy from three of us, right? So when you're going to just try to get McGregor in the ring?
I don't know if you guys know this, but I was in college for like 3 months. And when I was in college, I went to a boxing gym and I was like, I want to go to a competition. They're like, well, this is your second day, so we can't really get you to a competition. You got to train for a while. I was like, no, I want to spar against somebody. And so they're like, all right. The only person available to spar was their Golden Glove Olympic boxer. And I went 3 rounds and I went to the hospital. So
I really thought from the beginning, like something happened in the past with you. So now I know what is happening. Okay.
That was head knocked around.
Yeah, it was a concussion. When I was in at the ER, my friend was there and they were going to take me home. And they're like, they said, I asked the nurse if I could sit down after I was already sitting down. So good times.
And you got that concussed wearing one of those head things, or?
I got a big nose, you know, so big head things don't really help.
Yeah, only saw the nose.
Yeah, it's always a nose, man. I got to blame it on that. But anyways, enough about me. Let's jump into What's With the Noise, and then we'll get a quick message from our sponsor, breezeway.io/GMH.
So a couple of weeks ago, we gave Hilton some slack for calling Lockoff Suites vacation rentals. But little did we know, vacation rental platform Vrbo was about to add hotels. So maybe Hilton was ahead of the times. But this move makes a lot of sense where Vrbo is adding resorts and hotels primarily or almost exclusively in destination markets where, quite frankly, they don't have enough inventory right now, and they're able to monetize it more quickly. Rather than sending people over to Expedia, they can just take it on their platform. Fits the brand of family travel and into destination drive-to markets. So makes total sense. And apologies to Hilton for jumping the gun on it. Looks like the rest of the industry is catching up to you.
I don't know if it's the industry catching up to Hilton with their lock-off rooms, but we'll give them some credit for that, I guess, being early to the party. It's interesting because, like, you're 100% right that it brings, I guess, it fits the brand and it makes sense to just process everything through that platform. But like, they got to be real specific on the property, I think, in my opinion. Like, they have to be pretty.
Yeah, you don't want to throw a Motel 8 when a family of four is trying to go to the beach for a week.
Exactly.
But yeah, I mean, there's definitely plenty of resorts or luxury properties that it can fit the Vrbo brand. So let's see where that goes and how reviews start coming back when it becomes adopted and used.
Yeah, we'll see. Well, before we jump into the rest of the topic today, just want to say thank you to Breezeway. Boom. We got you right there. We're excited to have you part of the show. And we do have a quick message that we're going to play for our audience. So pay attention and then we'll jump into the rest of the conversation.
Meet Breezeway, the leading platform for property care and cleaning operations. Built to coordinate, communicate, and verify all the work done at each property so you can deliver a better experience to guests and owners. Breezeway syncs your property data and reservations into one user-friendly dashboard, taking the guesswork out of scheduling jobs to the right person at the right time. Teams in the field use mobile checklists to get their work done, letting you monitor issues and progress in real time, giving you confidence that every job is done right and every property is clean, well-maintained, and ready. Smart tools to make complex work much easier. Best of all, Breezeway integrates with dozens of PMS systems and IoT devices, so you can optimize your property service programs without switching the systems you already use. Nice. Breezeway has an entire messaging platform too, for texting automated service updates, communicating with guests and residents, and offering additional services like extended stays. Delivering quality property care and service is challenging. Breezeway has you covered each step of the way with tools like detailed owner reporting, safety inspections, and inventory tracking. You'll drive more service revenue, save thousands on operation costs, and boost client satisfaction. It's time to power your property care with Breezeway. Go to breezeway.io to learn more.
Love it. I love it. Such a good video. Awesome.
One more time.
Okay. So we kind of covered the Vrbo platform, but that kind of goes into, I think, the other part of the conversation that we're talking about earlier, on the overall like fintech payment processing of travel, basically. So I want to get your guys' opinions on this because we saw that, I believe it was Booking, launch their soon to be new product on payment processing, where they're going to start taking a lot of that stuff in-house. So if you guys have any questions, thoughts, opinions, can I give it some?
No, I think we're good. Let's wrap up. No,
nothing. No, it's interesting. It's also what, of course, and go back to this amazing company, Bridroom, is that you see that being a merchant of record in many cases, there you have to include some payments, fees, everything is okay. Let's try to cut this. Let this be done by the hotels, right? And I think is what you see now, if you have to add a couple percent again to some payment fees and everything. So I do get that the OTA is looking like, okay, how can we, instead of paying to other platforms, how can we just get this part on our side? So it's still what we discussed before, and we have some partnerships in place. For example, we have a partnership with Visa. We have several banks which actually promoting Bridroom. If you have a bank in Holland like ING, you can exchange your points for Bridroom membership. So we work a lot with banks and fintech. For me, it's still surprising is that, yeah, we don't charge the stay. So in that case, we don't have to handle the payments. But still, of course, booking has to be made to be guaranteed by a credit card. And still, this is also, I think they're all looking, how can we make this kind of guarantee differently? And still, by adding 16 digits and your expire code and everything, you're just constantly taking your card. And then this is kind of confusing, right? And you're storing it somewhere. So, of course, the payments can be done sometimes, of course, by using your mobile, whatever. But still, by making a booking and adding your credit card, I think is still kind of outdated to guarantee. So let's see what's happening in there. Again, if you look any OTA, you don't see any alternatives than still the old-fashioned credit card. So let's see what's going to happen there. But I think this is also needed if we're looking at innovation. I hope there will be done something there.
Yeah, I think it catches Booking up to Airbnb and Expedia as being the merchant of record. So that seems to be the direction they're going. Booking did like $15 billion in revenue last year, if I remember correctly. And if you're taking a point or two from that for payment processing elsewhere, it's millions of dollars. And, you know, that basically funds this whole fintech team that they're going to be building.
Yeah.
So it's a better experience. It's more of what Americans are used to. You know, in Europe, it's pretty common to book somewhere and pay at the property. In the US, you just expect it to already be paid. Like when I get somewhere and they say, you need to pay, it's like, what? I'm pretty sure I already have. Mm-hmm. And so on Airbnb, you've already paid for it. On Vrbo, they've got your card, you've already paid for it. Booking, you know, you show up to the property and sometimes you have to pay. So I think it's a good move by Booking. You know, they're certainly focused on North America. Glenn has been pretty outright about that. And I think this is a good move, and it's putting the money where the mouth is.
But is it the fees? Because of course it's 2% of what you say we can keep it, or at least less cost could make sense. But if they're doing the payment processing before, it means also if you look at the cash on the bank, right, that thing that make a bigger difference, like if you look, even though negative interest, but still, if you're looking at the, yeah, take you can, if you can take this, if you're looking at the cash flow and if you see what is on the bank, there you see a major difference, right? Because if you say they're making, you said 15 billion in revenue booking. So just make sure that, just make a simple calculation. This is 15% commission. Imagine it will be this, they can monetize the 100% or charge 100%. It means they're making, they're doing 100 billion revenue. And then, yep, of course, they have to pay out and everything, but still it's changing their cash position quite differently.
Mm-hmm. Well, and yeah, to your point, interest on the float of billions of dollars is not insignificant in and of itself either. So it's ripe with regulatory and tax issues across as many countries as Booking operates in, but they're a big, smart team. They'll figure it out. But yeah, it's a good point. The carrying the float, I think we saw Airbnb get in trouble a little bit carrying the float during COVID. And ultimately, because they were the bank, they refunded all the guests, which upset millions of hosts.
Yeah.
The Booking, quite frankly, wasn't tied up in at all. So it definitely changes the dynamics of the business, but in the end, it's seemingly the right move. So
this is also control, because in that case, then you're controlling the customer even more, right? Before, you're controlling the guest, not the payment, but as soon as you're controlling this whole cycle, the only thing you don't cover is a stay, but you're controlling the guest data, you're controlling the payments. So I think there's also a reason for them to even get more control, which I think is bad, but okay, that's, my decision about, my opinion about them. But I think it's they're taking much more control. And then I think the hotels, the properties are able to select if they want to be covered. I think this payment done by them. But again, it's you're giving up more control if they're taking care of the payments.
Yeah. Well, my opinion though is like, this is a big step for them taking all the risk, because the amount of credit card fraud or chargebacks or anything that happened when I was a hotel manager was insane. Like nonstop, you would get a chargeback almost every day. And it would be, something that you couldn't really control, couldn't really fight. Banks didn't really care. Like they always went to the favor of the guest or the traveler. So this is going to be a big headache, in my opinion, for Booking, whatever OTA wants to take on this challenge. It'll be easier for the hotel, but like you're saying, they lose a lot more control now. What if there is some damage done to the room? How are they going to charge a card? How are they going to do this stuff? Are they still going to have swipe an incidental at check-in?
Still, it's not normally you can give your credit card because for your stay and some guarantee, which I think is also still give your credit card for guarantee could, I think, be done differently as well. But again, there's no alternative, right, than giving your credit card for guarantee. But again, so it's not making this whole process by checking easier, because still you have to give your credit card. And this is still when I stayed 1 week ago in a hotel. Again, this process of, again, giving your credit card. Okay, we were going to charge another 100 euro just for guarantee. Then they just bring your food and say, like, yeah, but we can't add it to your card. So you can already pay it in advance. Like, come on, this whole journey of payments is still for me. And I had to fill in 10 forms again. It's like, yeah, come on, even in your chain, just make it easy, please.
So, Michael, we skipped the startup of the week, but this week it probably should have been a company called Travelara, something like that. Sorry for butchering the name.
Let's check it, and then we mention them next week at startup of the week.
Okay, they're basically trying to bring crypto into the OTA world.
That's exactly where I was going to go with that conversation, was like a virtual wallet is probably the only solution.
Yeah. And I mean, look, we're in the early days, the wild west of crypto, and it's the .com era where a billion .coms happened, but now there's really just Google, maybe Bing and Yahoo, but pretty much just one, right? So what are those top three cryptos that are going to be used,
it's all discussion about the anonymous knee, and it's like the guarantee of having some crypto, right? That's the other discussion. Like, how can it really guarantee your stay? Or because you still don't know who's owning the crypto, because that's the kind of benefit of crypto, that you don't know who's owning it. So Well, I don't know, maybe again, like a different kind of wallet, right? It's like, yeah, I have kind of a deposit to kind of like a deposit, which I'm blocking. This I can use for everything. If I'm booking for every guarantee which is needed, you just have to cost you once X amount and you can use it for every guarantee in the future. And it's not using for charging or anything like this. It's just kind of a guarantee kind of deposit.
Yeah, there's no chargebacks on crypto, are there?
No.
Like, you know, you think about Apple Wallet, you know, we all have an iPhone or whatever. So you have that Apple Wallet, you just add your credit card. Or whatever. And I think like one thing that always got me, like, I don't know, it's kind of like just a pet peeve of mine with booking either a hotel or vacation rental is when you go to add your credit card payment into the booking that you have the keyboard pop up instead of the number keyboard where it's like the just, you know, the dial pad. That was always like a big, for some reason, it's just a big headache because it's a user experience, right? Like I have to go to my normal keyboard and then go to the numbers in order to switch and add my credit card. So I think if we, you know, if the industry shifts towards, you know, digital payment, digital currency, whether it's just adding your debit card or credit card to your virtual wallet, you know, there's going to be an easy sync from your phone to me immediately just be like, all right, add my MasterCard or add my Visa.
The API to Coinbase or something.
Yeah. Something like that. And then boom, you're done. Like you're kind of outside, out of mind type deal. So.
Another thing angle is that we're talking now about this whole travel payments in fintech, but you see the whole fintech landscape is kind of changing as well. Like we're working quite a lot with companies, some startups, some quite a lot of fintech companies. You're checking our LinkedIn today. We're announcing another one, partner in fintech. Yesterday, I think another one, a really big one will be announced really soon. So also you can see the fintech companies are looking, how can we include travel? So as the other way, so how can we, because it's super interesting for them, for fintech, because of course it's different currencies and they're making the most of the money. If you're looking at credit card companies, where they're actually making money is by travelers, right? Different currencies, markups, everything like this. So you can see a lot of the travel companies, and I know a bit more because we work with a few and start working with a few. They really want to include, for example, if you have a bank app, but soon you can book your hotel in there with an integration of another partner. And in this case, because they want to say, okay, we do this one-stop shopping. You're using your bank app probably every day. You're checking what is how do you do nowadays? It's still positive or you're getting kind of stressed. But if you're using your app and you can make your reservation there, of course, it's a great login and tool to book hotels, and it's connected to your bank app. So in that case, there's no other verification needed. And this will, I think, will be a trend as well, what you'll see the coming years, that fintech companies moving in the space of travel. So opposite, you see the travel companies moving into fintech, but I think fintech moving also into travel. So I think it will go both ways.
Interesting.
Prediction is a prediction again, you see?
2030 or 2022?
No, soon. I would just say even starting now, but I think you will see more fintech companies.
Next week?
Nah, there will be some soon, but I think in this year already, you will see some shift doing this direction. And you see the credit card companies as well, they're really moving. How can we really do much more with travel? So yeah. It will be really both ways, because I think they also see the competition that the travel companies want to move into payments. So why not, if you're a payment provider, go into travel? Because again, as I mentioned just a few seconds ago, the biggest margin is on exchange.
Yeah.
The saw an interesting article the other day about airlines not taking payment until you board or until the flight happens. So it seems to be going the opposite direction, right? Like Airbnb, you pay now and it might be 3 months before your stay.
Yeah.
But on these flights, that's how it exists right now, but it could be changing in the future. And with flights, you know, Southwest already basically, you can change your flights whenever you want. If you have status on Delta, you can do the same, but you have to be status to do that. But at the end of the day, it's probably better to not prepay. Like I prefer holding on to my money until I am consuming the good or the service that is happening.
Exactly. So, but is it connected to refunds or cancellations? Because if you as an airline or hotel have to process the payment, then in that case there's a cancellation, of course you can refund, but there's always still some margin what has to be paid to the payment provider. So if there's, and especially now you see there's numbers of cancellations, people booking multiple properties and then in the end they might cancel a few of them. So all those fees, again, is just loose for the one who's taking the payments in that case, which could be the hotel.
Well, and if they don't refund the money outright, then they're carrying liabilities of just holding cash for somebody until they go and use it. So, yeah. I mean, it's just like the rewards programs from the hotels or the airlines. It's a source of tied up revenue that they can't really use or tap into, which we saw some companies struggle with during COVID. So it's a good point. Like if you take the payment and refund it, you're getting docked 2.5% this direction, 2.5% that direction. And then in theory, they're doing it again.
Yeah.
So
I don't think it's so much you see with the stripes and stuff of this world. So it's not, I think, big part or maybe almost everything. You just don't have to pay a transaction fee, or it's limited, but there's still some small fee which is there, right? So might not be twice 2.5%, but it probably will be some fees. And yeah,
well, I think Stripe, glad that you mentioned that, because I think they're going to be one of the companies that kind of lead that maybe some innovation or change when it comes to payment processing, because they've from what I remember, Square was kind of like the leading, right? At least for like freelancers and a few other small businesses, Square was the go-to one. But now shifting, everybody's using Stripe. Stripe has, you know, gone through massive changes. And so I think, you know,
they're doing that for startups, right? They have this whole startup program. If you want to start a company somewhere else, they can help you to start to open a company in the US. It's like they have this, I think it's others program. So they're doing quite a lot in this space. And I think it's also, they're making it really easy for you to set up your business, connect with them. We're charging, for example, our members the subscription fees, we're using Stripe for it as well. And they're always up to date. Their API documentation is great. They are facilitating different payment models, including the Apple Pays of this world. So you can see the one who is just having the most payment models and which is the easiest to integrate, of course, that's the one you're choosing for. So
yeah, that's how I filed my business, was through their Atlas program. So at the end of the day, it was super simple. And
maybe they want to sponsor Stripe.
Hey,
that's Stripe. Yeah,
I'll reach out. I'll get them.
Man, our list of future potential sponsors is long, isn't it?
Lifehouse, Marriott, Delta, Stripe, Coca-Cola, Skift. Awesome. Well, we're a little early today, but other than that, I think we covered a lot of ground, and this is an interesting conversation. I think we're definitely going to revisit, you know, in the next 6 months to a year. So all our listeners, stay tuned, because there's more to come for fintech and all this fun stuff with OTAs and what they're doing. You guys
have a good week.
Yeah, exciting stuff. And we just want to say one more time, thank you to Breezeway. Shout out.
.io.
Visit them, click, book, reserve, everything what you can do.
Awesome. Love it. All right, guys. Well, we'll see you guys all again next week.